People talked about this yesterday. Taiwan reports large-scale Chinese military aircraft presence near island. The defense ministry detected 26 Chinese military aircraft around the island Saturday. We literally just removed not only a carrier fleet, but a Marine Expeditionary Force from the region. If China was ever going to take Taiwan, this would be the time. Or maybe in the near future, I don't know. Carrier fleet still in Japan at the moment? Didn't he pull a carrier fleet? Did he replace it with another one? Like, he pulled a carrier fleet from Japan, but then replaced it with a different one? Different fleet? Okay, gotcha. America isn't crippled enough at the moment? I don't know if that's true, dude. We just removed our THAAD interceptors. This might be, like, one of the best times. Like, okay, if China invaded Taiwan right now, we could not stop them. We could not stop them. There is nothing. Well, we could do something. We still have a carrier fleet there, but it would not be enough. It would not be enough. Are we the only country that cares about Taiwan? Nah, South Korea and Japan also don't want to see Taiwan fall to China. And there are others, but like those are probably the main ones. Yeah. People forget how close China is to Taiwan. Yeah, no kidding. It's an almost indefensible position here in Europe. We don't give a fuck. Well, you guys are lazy anyway. Fuck you. Is there a reason China wouldn't? It would be a problem. Like, they would not be able to roll over Taiwan easily. Even a blockade around Taiwan would be extremely difficult to maintain because even though it's just an island, like, it's still a big island. It's tough. It's difficult. The west coast of Taiwan is heavily urban. You'd have to dredge through a city every few kilometers if you're invading. You know, it's a very dense country. It would be a very, 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 very difficult country to occupy, but it would also be a very easy country to shell. It's kind of like, it's like the problem with invading Iran, except if you condensed it all the way into an island that's like 50 miles long at its longest. You know what I mean? Like, you have an incredibly dense urban and mountainous terrain, but then also it's small enough that you could shell the fuck out of it, which wouldn't take the island. It would make the world very unhappy with you. Wouldn't it also destroy the semiconductor market, which would screw the world economy? Yeah, that's all going towards AI anyway, you know? Who cares? The ministry detected 26 Chinese military aircraft around the island on Saturday, with 16 of them entering its northern, central, and southwestern air defense identification zone. 7 naval ships were spotted around the island. Well, hopefully nothing comes of this. South China Sea ships. I saw another article on this. Thousands of Chinese boats massed at sea, raising questions. People were saying a bunch of like fishing boats or civilian boats have been massing in the sea. In coordinated actions, experts believe are part of Beijing's preparation. I don't know how true that is, though. Or I guess I should say, I don't really know what that means. I don't know why that would happen. And I can only see a couple articles for it. Yahoo News, Times of India. So I don't know. I don't know if that means anything. Wonder if I can find a good video on this. China, Taiwan. Give me something roasty. Give me something toasty. God, so much bullshit, conspiracy bait, fucking slop. So many of these videos are terrible.
Seven naval vessels operating near Taiwan between Saturday and Sunday morning. 16 of the aircraft came close to Taiwan's main island. The increase in activity follows several days of little to no aircraft.
I found out the problem. The cuff from my jacket is heavy enough that when I reach forward and pull back, it hits the keys on my keyboard. That's funny.
Aircraft detected near Taiwan. This follows the conclusion of China's two sessions, its annual plenary meetings. A Reuters report says that...
Nice jacket.
Officials in Paraguay, Taiwan's last diplomatic ally in South America, have visited China in a bid to sway them away from Taiwan. China has invited over 19 Paraguayan lawmakers, one presidential hopeful, and...
Nah, this barely covers it. Okay, I'm going to assume it's not that big of a deal. If there was a really big deal about a bunch of Chinese warships moving around Taiwan, I think there'd be more coverage of it. I just don't know that much. I don't know enough about what China's doing in the South China Sea to competently make predictions. All I know is that I don't want China to invade Taiwan. Though at this point, if they did invade Taiwan, I hope America doesn't get involved just because we'd lose and then we'd be the loser. China's not going to invade Taiwan, Vosh the Mao. I don't know. They've been saying they want to and been preparing for it for like decades and decades. So it kind of seems like they want to. Let's not be complacent. I mean, Russia did it with Ukraine. People denied that as well. God damn, look at how interconnected China is. Look at this shit, man. This is incredible. Look at that. They've built so much. Taiwan will willingly sign over to China when the U.S. collapses. I mean, that seems unlikely, but even if they did do that, that would be bad. That'd be like France surrendering to Germany. Like that would suck. Like that would just be because a massive imperial superpower right on their front doorstep overwhelmed them and their allies fell apart, you know? I feel like that would be really sad. Like if China attacked Taiwan right now and Taiwan surrendered and allowed China to annex them, I guess I would be happy only because it would reduce the loss of human life, because I guess that right now I would assume it's a foregone conclusion anyway, but that wouldn't be me. I wouldn't be happy that China annexed Taiwan. I'd be happy that China didn't violently occupy Taiwan in a bloody conflict, you know? But I don't know. Does China actually want to make the Taiwanese suffer? No, it's not really about that. I think it's that. So for the past, 4,000 years, China has been really, really, really committed as a people or as a culture to Chinese unification. Like basically the whole history of the civilization of China has been one of like unifying the population. It goes back very far and it's so complicated and I don't know everything, but I know that's very important to them. And ever since the Chinese Civil War and Mao taking over and so on, they have been obsessed with sort of undoing their humiliation at the hands of the West and the Chinese national government by retaking Hong Kong, which they did, right? And retaking Taiwan. I don't really think that the Chinese people hate the Taiwanese people. I think they just see them as an antiquated holdover. They see the Taiwanese the way it would be like if the Confederate States of America had a breakaway and they took over, like, I don't know, part of the Caribbean, and then they just stayed there for decades. You know what I mean? Like the rest of the Confederate States surrendered, the Union, it reconquered everything, right? But then like just as a holdaway, just right off Florida's coast, you have the Confederate States. Now, the problem is that Taiwan is not the Confederate States, and they are right now objectively less Hitlerite than China. So it would kind of be like if it was the Confederate States, but now today that like Confederate holdover state was hyper woke. So we, the chud Donald Trump led United States, want to take over the woke former Confederate. Taiwan isn't woke. No, but compared to China, it is objectively more socially and politically free than China is. That is true. Dog, it has nothing to do with culture or unifying Taiwan. It's just a key interest because it would let them project power in the Pacific. Of course, but it's absolutely also about cultural unification. That's a huge narrative in the Chinese, for the Chinese government and for its people. Like that's, yeah, it's a very big deal to them. It's like their main, like China's not going to admit the reason they've wanted Taiwan all this time is because it gives them a reasonable claim to the South China Sea or whatever, you know, like to extend their borders. Because that's like, yeah, that's what every imperial country wants, more land, more border, borders being extended further. Every country says that, or every country wants that. There's a greater national narrative here. Yeah, but that's just what they tell the people, I mean. Yeah, but like the perceived reason for it is still important. America and Germany were both imperialist expansionist nations at times, but they had very different narratives. The narrative matters. And if you beat the narrative, you make it harder to get away with the expansion. Like without Lebensraum and Aryan supremacy, it's harder for Hitler to justify to the German people that they need to invade the world. And without like the manifest destiny, you know, white man, reach the coast, Garden of Eden bullshit or whatever, it's harder for America to justify all the up stuff they did to the natives. You do have to acknowledge the narrative, right? The narrative is important. Oftentimes the narrative is more important than the real politic, you know? You're missing that the Confederate island would also be a front for USA's geopolitical enemy. The problem that I have with that is that Taiwan just is not threatening China. It's just not real. If Taiwan was like the base of operations for a hyper-Hitlerite, like Western envoy that was constantly undermining and destroying China, then that would be one thing. Like if they were Israel, you know, but they're not. They're not. Taiwan poses no threat to China, and they're just sitting there building semiconductors and, yeah, you know, doing whatever. They're just not a threat. If Taiwan did represent some kind of Israelite-esque threat to China, then this would be more complicated, and I would maybe have like different opinions on it. But that's just not where we are. Same way Ukraine didn't pose a threat to Russia. Ukraine didn't pose a threat to Russia, but like Taiwan is an order of magnitude more unthreatening than Ukraine was. At least Ukraine being part of the economic EU like trading bloc would have further cut Russia out of their former Warsaw Pact economic alliances. But in China and Taiwan's case, they trade with each other, and also China trades with the whole world. So there's not even like a I guess opportunity cost that you're losing out on because Taiwan being allied with the West cuts you off from trade there. Taiwan and China should be friends. They should be. In a sane, reasonable world, they should be, you know? They should both be like, okay, there's one China and one Taiwan. Let's get over this shit. Let's just be normal. And then that would be that. Like, there's no reason why they couldn't do that, except for the national narrative. Also, China's passing ethno-nationalist legislation. Yep, China is not woke. Many such cases, I'm afraid. Not woke. Like I said, China's really, really big on the national unification bit. That's why they were doing the Uyghur Muslim cultural genocide in the Xinjiang province. Like, they're very, very, very obsessed with everyone in China being like Han Chinese. Everyone's together, same time zone, same people, same language, same customs, same culture. I think it was the only way China could survive as a single entity back like 10,000 years ago or whatever, back when the only way to get a message from one half of the empire to the other was via horseback and it takes 3 months. But nowadays, I don't know. At some degree of federalization beyond what the CCP already allows is probably necessary. It is a fascistic mindset, for sure. One land, one people. I mean, that's about as straightforwardly, you know, they're really about monoculture, which is why they have a closed internet. Yeah, no, that is the reason why, or that's one of the big reasons why. There are lots of countries out there that hate the West or that that are authoritarian. China's unique with their, you know, their great firewall. They want to be like culturally distinct. They don't really hate the West. Nah, they don't really hate the West. I just think they want to remain like a distinct cultural entity, and they understand that the greater the degree of cultural unification, the more likely they are to. Like a corrosive influence. Of course, the big joke is that like all of the upwardly mobile parts of China are already experiencing a high degree of Western cultural influence because, obviously, the wealthier and more educated you are in China, the more likely you are to send your children to American universities or to keep up with American culture, American movies, to go see the American internet or whatever. So like there's literally no way to prevent cultural osmosis. It is not possible. You can't do it. They will end up sort of, we will all end up kind of like merging anyway. So I guess my point is that like I hope they don't invade Taiwan, you know. That's my main point, I think. That's a dense country. I can't stand some leftists pretending it's culturally acceptable to be queer when the hate crimes against them and the marginalized are very apparent. It does really bother me when people seemingly just out of like raw team sports campism pretend that China is more woke than it is. I don't know why. Why aren't we in reality right now? Like, it is by and large a reactionary country. America is by and large a pretty progressive country in a lot of ways, certainly when compared to China. Like, just deal with reality, right? I don't think that's innate or fundamental or that we have to invade them to fix it, but don't go crazy with it. Not as reactionary as Iran, though. No, that is true. And let it be known, the People's Republic of China is less reactionary than the Iranian Islamic theocracy. That is true. You know, it's a big world out there. Big world. Big world. Big world. You get me. If you go to Taiwan, you'll see there's Chinese writing everywhere and the folks all speak Chinese. It seems very Chinese. Well, I mean, yeah, they live right next to each other and they came from China like pretty recently. There's a lot of Spanish in America. Canada speaks English. I don't think you should get to invade neighboring countries because they share your language. I think it's actually good when neighboring countries share languages. You know, I think that's pretty good. I love it. I love multiculturalism. All men are my brothers. Do you consider Taiwan a settler colony? You mean because of the when the Chinese national government moved over here and took all the gold and stuff with them? I actually don't know many details about that. My guess would be yeah, because like, well, hold on, wait, settler colony? No, definitionally it can't be a settler colony. It's pretty well integrated at this point. You know, what is Taiwan a colony of? You know, it might have been a settler colony a long time ago. Basically, everywhere on Earth was at some point. But yeah, I don't know the details. They were Aboriginal Taiwanese. So probably at some point, I bet you Taiwan was a settler colony. But when the Chinese came, when the Chinese national government came over, I think that probably not by that point, no. Maybe I'm wrong, though. I'd have to learn more about it. by that logic, half of China's a colony? Well, there's a difference between a place being a colony and a place having benefited from colonialism. Like, America is not a colony. Well, that doesn't even make sense. What are we a colony of? We're America. Like, our borders are settled. It's done. We did it. We were a colony from the British, but a colony describes the relationship between, like, the home country and the colonized country, you know? It's not quite the same as a country being, like, imperialist or being colonial, you know? Is America still colonial? Yeah, to an extent, I would argue. It seems like it's pretty much a settled matter. There's not really, like, an ongoing war for land with the Native Americans, much as, you know, we would all support them in that endeavor. But yeah, we're certainly not a settler colonial project. Now, Israel is, because Israel is 100% still an ongoing effort to transplant Jews from America and, like, Eastern Europe and stuff into land in the Middle East and displace the indigenous people from that population. This is, like, an ongoing project, and right now they're fighting for it. They're fighting over the borders. They're actively trying to build out that. But if Israel won, like, 1,000 years from now, and there was still an Israel, that wouldn't be a settler colonial project at that point. It would just be a colonial state, or, like, a state that engaged in colonialism. I think it's important to distinguish between, like, the active process and the historical context, because if you go back far enough, of course, basically everywhere on Earth is a colonial project. Pretty difficult to find ethnic groups or religious groups or racial groups that literally never moved from where they started. I don't even know what that would mean. Where are the indigenous people of Germany? I mean, Jesus, which people, right? Aren't the German state under Bismarck, that was like a amalgamation of a bunch of Holy Roman Empire, like, mini kingdoms, and then a lot of those were called barbarians by the Romans, but we're talking about, like, a wide range of ethnic groups, right? Going back a while. Yeah, I don't know. It's complicated. You're unironically doing the pro-US argument? How? What do you mean? The US is a settler colonial state. 99% of its territory is not under indigenous control. I don't think you were listening to my definitions or how I was explaining things. I like, what you just said was answered by previous stuff I already said, so I'm just going to assume that if you're interested in my answer, you'll have to rewind. Historical ethnic map of Germany. These maps never really, like, describe the full situation either, because borders didn't exist back then. There weren't really borders. It was more like very ambiguous and overlapping zones of population distribution, which we just don't have, like, accurate historical records on. Europe in the year 1600, and this is 1600 too. Like, this is nowhere. This is not even remotely. Why is it so low res? 1600 is not that far back. You know, you could go 1,000 or 2,000 years. Political map too. Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I guess the point that I'm trying to make that I don't feel the need to substantiate is that it's unfathomably complicated. You know, that's the only point I'm trying to really step on here, which is just that shit's really, really complicated. And I don't really know if there's a way to properly pencil it out. In God's honest truth, the reason Chinese, like, all of China is Han Chinese today is probably because one small tribe of people won out over another small tribe of people like 8,000 years ago, right? Like, at some point there were two groups of 300 people, and the group that would later be called the Han group won, and because of that, then they met that tribe and this tribe and da 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 da, and then it's like the Greater Han Chinese Project or something. It all goes back so far. You can't seriously equate the history of Germany with the history of the US, right? Mr. DNA, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I have no idea. That's literally all of human history. Yeah. Not always that small, but yes, pretty much. Can we allow a little bit of informed simplification when talking about, like, literally the anthropology of the human race? Is that okay? Can we just a little bit? Can we allow just, like, a little bit of simplification? Well, that's not the total story. I know that. I acknowledge that. It's very complicated, and I don't know everything about it. I don't know if anyone does. I certainly couldn't explain it with any more nuance if I tried. Maybe a little bit more nuance, but not, like, a huge amount. It's okay, DaQueen. It's okay. All right. The message of this, the lesson here is, I really hope China doesn't invade Taiwan. There we go. That's it's fair pitch, right?